Daily Worship Devotionals, Episode 12. Well, hey there, friends. How in the world are you? Me? I am blessed beyond all measure. Hey, my name's Rob Still, and welcome to Daily Worship Devotionals podcast, a five-minute podcast where we study the Word of God, we listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit, all based on the framework of the Christian year calendar. So right now we're in the season of Epiphany, the season of light, and today we're going to be talking about the waiting is the hardest part. So here we go. Oh Lord, how majestic is your name, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Okay, the waiting is the hardest part. We're going to be reading from Luke chapter 2, verse 25. This is the story of baby Jesus after he is presented in the temple. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was pious, righteous, and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. The Holy Spirit had shown him that he would see the Messiah of God before he died. Led by the Spirit, he entered the temple as the parents of the child Jesus brought him in to carry out the rituals of the law. Simeon took him into his arms and blessed God. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. His father and his mother were stunned to hear Simeon say these things. Simeon blessed them, and he said to Mary, his mother, "Listen carefully. This child is appointed and destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, and a sword of deep sorrow will pierce through your own soul, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed." Anna, the prophetess, was also there. She was by now a very old woman. She had been married for 7 years and a widow for 84. She never left the temple area, worshiping day and night with her fastings and prayers. At the very time Simeon was praying, she showed up, broke into an anthem of praise to God, and talked about the child to all who were waiting expectantly for the liberation of Jerusalem. All right, the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Okay, so in this passage, we learn the wonderful story of Simeon and Anna, two very powerful prophetic intercessors. They were senior citizens and proof positive that God has a plan and a purpose for every person in every season of life. Now consider Simeon. He was a God chaser. He lived all in for God. And when Scripture says he was pious and righteous and devout, it means he was uncompromising in his focus and his passion and his purity. And he was an intercessor. He was waiting on the Lord, contending in prayer for the liberation of Israel, something the whole nation had been doing for over 400 years of different conquering nations and oppressors. Simeon was full of the Holy Spirit, and God had given him a promise to actually see Messiah in his lifetime. What an amazing promise to have been given. Now, I imagine there might have been times of self-doubt because this was a long time. For many years he is waiting on the Lord for this promise. He probably asked himself, did he really hear God? Or was he just imagining things? Or like David, did he question in song, "How long, O Lord, how long until you do what you have promised?" Man, have you ever felt that way? I know I have. Lord, what are you doing? How long is this going to take? Anyway, one day, led by the Spirit, Simeon went to the temple and he had an epiphany. And right there before his very own eyes was Messiah, baby Jesus, God in the flesh, God incarnate. Now, worship is our response to the revelation of God. And Simeon's response was to break out into spontaneous prophetic song of thanksgiving. He starts seeing things in the revelatory realm, and he starts singing what he is seeing. By the way, that's how you do prophetic singing at the highest level, right? You sing what you see. I see the Lord high and lifted up. All right, so what's he singing? He's singing Messiah is going to be a light and a salvation for all nations, not just Israel. This was a prophetic paradigm shift because they were expecting a Messiah who was going to just set Israel free from governmental oppression. Then Simeon's singing about the conflict and the crucifixion. Many will fall and rise. And then he sings that this Messiah is going to break his mother's heart. And he foresaw how Jesus was going to die for the sins of the world. Now let's consider Anna. Anna was a lover of God and a worship warrior. She had had a terrible tragedy in her life. She lost her husband at an early age. She never remarried and probably was lonely a lot of the time. But she wasn't bitter, and she didn't play the victim, and she didn't go around having pity parties feeling sorry for herself. Anna truly lived out the Psalm 27:4 lifestyle. One thing I have asked of the Lord, and this is what I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon his beauty in his temple. And God gave her an amazing gift, the gift of experiencing the presence of God right there in front of her through this infant Jesus. And her response to the revelation of God was to sing. She couldn't help herself. Simeon and Anna had been waiting on the Lord for a very long time. And as the great theologian Tom Petty would say, the waiting is the hardest part. So God's timing and his ways are often a mystery. But the word says, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord, Psalm 27:14. Isaiah 40:31 says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The waiting produced character so God could use them. Simeon and Anna both possessed the characters of godliness with great contentment, and that could lead to great gain. That was 1 Timothy 6:6. So, my friends, especially those of us who are late bloomers like myself, it's never too late, and you're never too old. If you are seeking the heart and the purpose of God, and you are determined to finish well, if you are willing to say, have thine own way, Lord, then he will do for you far more than you could hope or imagine, just like he did for Simeon and Anna. Let's pray. Lord, help us to be faithful over the long haul. Lord, open our eyes that we may see your hand at work in every situation and every circumstance. May your light shine in and through us for the glory of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. All right, my friends, I really do hope that is helpful to you. And hey, I got a question. Have you experienced times of great waiting and longing and waiting on God to break through in some area of your life? Give a testimony. Let us know in the comments. Okay, that's going to be it for today. So thank you for listening and watching to dailyworshipdevotionals.com. That's the web address. There's the script for the episode there, as well as a lot of free resources. And if you like this podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review on iTunes, YouTube, or SoundCloud. Give us a good rating if you don't mind. And until the next time, may the Lord richly bless you. Go with God. The Lord be with you.